Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And today is Wednesday, the 16th, I believe.
It is.
So, my parents were in town.
How are they?
They're good.
You had breakfast with them.
I went and got coffee, yeah. Good to see them. My mom just got back from the Inner Idea Conference, which is...
Did she get ideas?
jolly good time.
Oh, witty humor.
Yeah. Which is, the Idea Conference is this huge conference for fitness professionals, right?
Why were we not lead seminar talkers of the Idea?
They're afraid of us, Tyler.
We're too intense and too great.
I figure one day we'll probably speak at the Idea Conference. But the Inner Idea Conference is for mind-body stuff, so like...
Inner Idea. And then there's Idea.
So Idea is more like weights and stuff like that and gyms.
Stuff I like. And then the Inner Idea is all the like chi and chen and stuff like that. Yin and yang and all that.
So racist.
Fun stuff.
It's more like yoga, Pilates, mind-body connection. So she was there and talking about, going back to our little Pilates discussion last week, before we get into boxing for today.
The Idea stuff.
Right. It was funny because she was talking to she went to a seminar with Mari Windsor. She's one of the old school Pilates instructors. She trained under Romana, who was one of Joseph Pilates' disciples. Like, she trained directly with him. So, third generation direct Pilates instructor. And she was pretty much saying, like, F everyone else. This is the only way to go, pretty much. Oh. And then she was like, because the thing is, there was people from Balanced Body, Stott, Basie, Windsor Pilates,
all these different types,
from like East Coast, West Coast. So everyone's pretty like, we're not going to diss anyone. It's pretty respectful because like we recognize that, you know, but she was like, screw y'all. This is the only way to go. And then she kind of, I guess, backtracked and was like, I'm not saying that any certification's better than the other, but...
But I really am.
You all suck.
Awesome. So,
I thought that was kind of entertaining.
I love that kind of stuff. People have to... not voice their opinion, but then can voice it and then backtrack it. And
right, all that good stuff.
All that fun jazz.
Yeah, hold on. I'm standing up real quick, so continue to talk.
Oh, Keon decided to walk around for some God knows whatever reason.
I'll be back.
He'll be back.
Entertain the populace.
All right. Well, welcome to the Tyler Enlow Show now. Basically, I like long walks on the beach, candlelit dinners, and the occasional watching of movies by a candle. By a fire. Oh, Keon's back now. Sorry. Bye, ladies. Here we are. Back to True Fitness Academy.
I'll have to go back and listen to that. I just want to take some notes.
Oh, you want to take notes. Okay.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I am awesome.
You're so good. So, in honor of it being Wednesday, and in honor of... the greatness that is the Ultimate Fighter TV show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Which starts tonight. Check your local listings.
Spike TV.
I believe it's on Spike at 10. It's 10 o'clock because there's a UFC fight night before that. A bunch of little namers, nothing exciting. But what?
I'm excited to see Kimbo.
Kimbo Slice is going to be on it. For you that don't know who Kimbo Slice is, he is a scary, scary man that...
Which we met.
We met. He was at our local BJ's restaurant, and we had lunch with him one day.
Yeah.
I'd almost consider him a friend of the show. Just like our friend Buck Wild.
Oh, Becky.
Becky
Buck Wild.
Friend of the show, Kimbo Slice.
Right.
He is on this season of The Ultimate Fighter.
Because, this is a great story.
Yeah, it's a
Dana
good story.
White, the head of the UFC, said there is no way that Kimbo Slice is fighting for the UFC.
Because Kimbo Slice has gone his popularity by beating up no-names on the internet.
Right. And so he said, the only way that I'm going to let Kimbo fight is if Kimbo Slice goes through The Ultimate Fighter and wins.
Yeah.
So he has to beat out all these heavyweights who are probably pissed.
He has to beat 8 guys, roughly.
Well, He only has to win 3 fights. He has to win his...
I guess it'd be 4 fights. He'd have to win.
Well, his regular fight, semifinals, and the final, right?
I think there's 2. I think there's a quarterfinal or whatever.
Quarterfinal?
Yeah,
I think it's 3 or 4 fights, but still.
It's enough that...
You have to win consecutive fights, yeah. Which is very against some of the best people in your weight class.
I'm going to claim it right now that he doesn't win, and he still fights in the UFC.
I would probably agree with that.
As long as he gets past the first, two
rounds... If he wins his first fight, he'll probably fight for the
UFC. I'd say first 2, yeah. He's in.
It'd be kind of funny if he got knocked out in his first fight.
Oh, yeah, I hope that would be great.
Yeah.
But, okay.
So, in recognition of this, Tyler, being a former and current boxing instructor, we are going to talk about incorporating a boxing workout into your daily regimen. So, Tyler, before we get started, let's talk about...
Getting my pump up.
I guess... So, fighting's been kind of... in our blood since
the dawn of man.
Dun, dun.
I feel like the epic music should be playing right now. But yeah, basically since the dawn of time.
Fill me in on how boxing has kind of evolved and how it's become a quote-unquote sport today.
Sport. We really need to have the sport discussion. That'd be fun.
But how's it? I mean, how has it reached current level of recognition?
I mean, it honestly... has been classified as the first sport, and multiple sources claim that it's the first sport. It's one of those things. It's a survival thing that became more of a competition, and through that has just grown and grown with popular culture and stuff. The Greeks and the Romans used to do it nonstop. The gladiators kind of a concept was an offspring of the boxing, or boxing was an offspring of that.
Okay. Like a little bit more civilized version of murdering people.
Yeah, it was more of a man's man, who's the toughest kind of a thing, and you would back this person, they'd back this person aspect. It's gone up and down in its... respect level, you might say, of it being barbaric or a gentleman's sport. Mm-hmm. It's gone up and down through the dawn of time.
Wait, what does that even mean? Like, it's gone up and down through the dawn of time?
It's gone up and down, since the very beginning, it's been up and down of some years it's super barbaric because of the politics and the dirty boxing behind it, paying people to lose fights, there's a lot of safety things within it that people can tweak to make it awful.
Right, I heard once if you dip your hands in water, before a fight, before you put your gloves on, it weights the gloves because the plaster absorbs it, but then it cuts up your hands, right?
There's hundreds of cheap things to do. I've heard, there's a CSI that they literally inject lead into the guy's boxing gloves with a needle.
Oh.
And that way it's, only an ounce or two more, but you're getting an ounce or two more when the other guy isn't. It's going to cause some event, especially an ounce or two that's not giving. It's like getting hit with a rock kind of a thing.
Right. Instead of an ounce of pillow.
Well, yeah. I'd rather get hit in the head with a bag of rice. A bag of rice is still going to hurt.
It's pretty heavy.
And it hurts. But I'd rather get hit in the head with a bag of rice than a rock. The density of it and the way that it moves around. I'm just saying a bag of rice would be more of a padded. It would... disperse between the bag, where a rock, you're taking all of that kind of a concept.
Yes.
So that's the history of it. I mean, look it up, it's one of those things where it's it's history. It's just it doesn't really affect what I'm trying to portray in this.
Really?
The history of it, because it's...
Why not?
It's more to me a exercise.
Uh-huh.
And... But if you know where it came from, it's a defensive activity, sport, and whatnot. But to do it and all that fun stuff, the history of it, of knowing who was the best and all that, the prime names of it isn't going to affect anything, because I mean, with the Pilates, knowing Stott.
Yes.
I always want to say Scott, but Stott. You know, knowing those things, you're going to know, okay, this means that aspect, this means that aspect. Where boxing's just boxing. I mean, there's different techniques and whatnot within it, but...
So you've pretty much covered the history that we need to know.
The history that you need to know is that it's been there forever. It's based on a who's the strongest,
How about this? Let's talk about MMA versus boxing and why I would rather... Why would you recommend one or the other as fitness? Or is one better for us to use?
Well, MMA, first off, is mixed martial arts. Right. For the people that don't know that. That is going to be more of the Ultimate Fighter stuff that you're going to see tonight on Spike. With that, the differences range. Boxing is only your arms with some leg movement, which I'll get into later. Where MMA, mixed martial arts, you can kick. You can go on the ground and roll around with people. You can learn how to submit people. That's by using joint manipulation and cutting off blood flow to certain areas. But also using punches, knees, and stuff like that. So there's more in mixed martial arts. It's mixed. So I would say boxing is a good beginner.
Okay.
And then you go from boxing to mixed martial arts.
Okay, so I'm just concerned about fitness, looking good naked...
If you're just wanting to look good naked,
then I should do.
I would just start with boxing.
Okay.
It's going to be your. It's a nice step. Once you get boxing done, go ahead, do MMA. That's a fun time. Don't get me wrong. The whole Brazilian jiu-jitsu, the Muay Thai, the kickboxing, all that stuff is a blast and just as good for you cardio-wise. But I'm talking in the sense of boxing's good for, like, I'm kind of picturing my mother. Doing stuff, you know, where she would start off doing boxing. Okay. I would not throw her into a Muay Thai, kickboxing, or Brazilian jiu-jitsu class.
So, going with that, if I wanted to get into boxing, and I just belong to your, you know, Joe's Gym. Wherever. Which I think is actually a trademark, so let's use Ted's Gym.
Okay.
So we're going to say Ted's Gym in Joe Schmo America. How would I get involved with boxing? How would I start?
If you want to start doing boxing, there's a couple of ways to do it. Mattering on your excitement to it, there's steps. If you are very hesitant to it and you are like, I don't know, it sounds good, it will get you ripped real fast. I mean, that's just I've never seen somebody not get ripped while doing it. You'll drop it, literally melts off fat. But if you want to do it and just see a little bit, I would suggest doing a cardio kickboxing class or Taibo, kind of those things. Get one of those videos and just see it. I cringe a little bit in that because you're not going to be getting the intensity that learning how to box, hitting actual items you're going to get, but you're going to get the idea.
Okay, so I'm getting kind of how to do it, but I'm not getting the actual...
form and technique.
Right, so I'm not learning actually how to punch.
Yeah, if you do a cardio kickboxing class, you should not feel safe walking down the street that you should be able to beat somebody up.
Right, unless you have something else.
Unless you've taken
a couple of times. So armed with only cardio kickboxing, the only thing you know how to do... It's cardio kickboxing,
and it's not going to be productive in a self-defense way.
Unless someone comes at you and wants to breakdance fight.
Yeah, breakdance fight. That's always a good way to...
Right, so breakdance fighting versus cardio kickbox fighting. Cardio kickbox fighting will probably... I mean,
you have a chance.
You'll be all right.
But yeah, the cardio kickboxing classes, I've actually taken one.
Okay.
That was interesting because I could tell that the person teaching it did not have a boxing background. Right. They were more of just a group fitness person, which is fine. With that, they did not focus on form at all.
Right.
There was...
And are you wearing gloves or not?
There was no gloves in this. There was no hand wraps in this, which we're going to get back into when I get over the equipment that is needed. But the thing that was the most interesting is that they wanted you to hold weights. And... I'm going to jump straight into the safety of that.
So we're going over kind of the fundamentals of things
of taking
not to
a
do.
Class. When you're taking this, taking the classes that are cardio or Taibo and stuff like that, I purely suggest not using weights.
Why is that?
Because it will mess up your shoulder to no extent. Because the movement you're doing weighted where if you have a bunch of weight on your hand and then doing the movement, it's going to literally pop your shoulder if you do it enough and you're not strong enough for that weight.
Okay. So here's my question. The difference between, you know, like you were saying before, putting lead into a glove and using that and opposed to holding a weight, why is that different?
Obviously,
lead into a glove is cheating.
Cheating, but it's not different, but at the same time, I can use a 5-pound weight while doing the class.
Okay.
You who hasn't done boxing, I would never have because I know the form and I know how to do it correctly. And if you don't do it correctly, and that's where a lot of stuff with the boxing entails, is if you don't do it correctly, you're going to get hurt.
Okay.
Or hurt someone else in the process. So in the taking of the cardio kickboxing, or there's even cardio boxing classes where they give you weights, like 2-pound, 3-pound weights to move, I say don't use them. If your teacher insists on you using them for whatever reason, grab the lightest one possible.
Pounder.
I don't care if everybody else is using 10 pounds.
Right.
Use the 2-pounders and go faster. Okay. That's the key in these classes is not the weight, but the reps you're doing.
Okay, so it's more important to do form and speed. As opposed to speed and weight.
So you want to do it fast. So let's say, you know, you're in a cardio kickboxing class and they're saying, okay, step, then punch with your left, punch with your right. Step one, two. You're doing 20 when everybody else is doing 10 because they're having a hard time going through it.
Right.
You want to be knocking out the 20 reps of that just passing by people. And you're going to be losing the fat and that stuff instead of building a muscle, which in boxing, it's as much as these guys are just torn up and just huge, it's a lean muscle that they have, and that's what's essential in boxing.
Okay. Quick side note that I found interesting. To master a skill, to become an expert in a skill, say boxing, this is interesting. It takes, as far as repetitions go, I think it's like 10,000 repetitions of one thing to become good at it.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Or if you want to become an expert, it takes 10 years or 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. Weird, huh? So going along with what you're saying about punching, it's better to get more correct reps in with lighter weight, with good form, than...
And I would almost say that's a thing with everything that we teach you. It's better to do it on a lighter weight more times with the right form than it is with a heavy, crappy form.
Absolutely.
A fun story with the, just to let you know exactly what does happen with your, if you use weights, my mother, once again, yes.
She's going to listen to this.
Yeah, she's going to listen. No, she knows that I probably would tell this story in this event because I give her crap about it every other time I see her. She called me up one day and was like, oh, you know, I'm taking this cardio kickboxing class or this whatever class. And I was like, oh, that's fun. Like, you know, and this was in my prime of like literally teaching people on a daily basis. Like all I was teaching people was boxing. And she was like, you know, what would make it more difficult? And I was like, you know, and I basically told her what I told you guys right now. And she's like, well, they want me to get weights. And I was like, please don't.
Right.
Don't do it. She ends up getting like 5-pound weights. Or I really couldn't. I don't remember the weight. I think it was 5 when everybody else is using 10 and 3 pounds. And she wanted to make it more difficult for her. And I believe after the first one, maybe the second one, she called me back. Oh, my shoulder hurts. I did something wrong to it. And that's the kind of stuff that I don't want you guys to even deal with. Because boxing is a upper body workout a lot of the time. So you're going to feel it in your shoulders. So tweaking it, it's a lost cause. You're done.
And plus, it goes back to the like ankle weights.
Like, oh, yeah. If you're running with ankle weights and stuff like that, it still just messes up your joints.
Exactly. Because it screws up your form. It puts weight where you're not actually going to have weight and screws up your biomechanics. So in running, I guess it's the same thing for boxing.
Yeah, it's the same concept.
Okay.
So in that, to be safe, I mean, because it is a
combat sport.
You're not going to get hit unless you allow people to hit you. Like, you literally, before you start, will go, okay, if they'll ask you what you want. And
that's not going to happen in a cardio kickboxing class.
That's not going to happen in your cardio kickboxing class. You're not going to get hit. I'm now kind of moving on to the, if you get involved more into the boxing realm and you want to, you know, really get into it and see what's really out there. I would suggest going to an actual boxing gym or a mixed martial arts gym. I think we're calling them Tim gyms or Ted gyms or whatever like that. They might have people on staff that know, and I use know in a way, air quotes of they might have seen one or two things and they can do it. You're not going to get the technique, which is key. And that's kind of, I would say, is key to all these, like, niche workouts, is the technique and form.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure with Pilates and yoga and all those kind of other aspects, like swimming and those niche things, form is key.
Right. So, yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, with Pilates, you can get, same with boxing as is with Pilates, I can get a fly-by-night boxing certificate and say I'm boxing certified.
Oh, yeah.
When in actuality, I know what you've taught me, and that's it. You know, like Tyler and I will play around, and I'll use it occasionally as a fat burner with some of my clients, but I won't claim that we're doing boxing.
Of a cardio boxing.
Exactly. We're just doing fat loss. We're not doing hand wraps. We're not doing any of that. So I go to a boxing gym.
You go to a boxing gym. You walk in. The first thing, if you want, let's see how I want to word this. Basically, if you want to walk in and act like you're not scared, which I would suggest you not doing, is just going in there and being like, I'm here to do this, let's go, is already have hand wraps bought.
Which are like $5.
They're $5. You need two of them, one for each hand. You can get them at any sports retail anywhere. They're basically a cloth-like gauze-type material.
It
kind of rolls up like a medicine tape aspect. Right. And basically,
It's a couple yards long.
Couple of yards long of just this cloth
It's like 2 inches thick.
Just wrap your hands with. They'll teach you there. I'm going to try and find a video that shows you how to on YouTube. Because there's lots of ways to do it. The key on this, actually, what? Oh, the key on, huh? witty. This is something that when you get to the gym, if they don't want you to wrap your hands, turn around and walk out. That's kind of, that's actually how I would judge all trainers. If they don't want you to wrap your hands, walk out.
You have a nice
Be
day
like,
and move
thank
on,
you
right.
for your time, walk out. Because with that, if you don't wrap your hands, you're going to break your wrist if you do hit it wrong once. I've, with my hands wrapped, have hit a bag and I can't rotate my wrist for a week kind of a thing.
I have broken my wrist.
And it sucks. Breaking your wrist is probably not fun.
It's really bad. It's terrible.
So that would be one of the things. I'm going to get farther into what with personal trainers to look for and stuff. But if they don't want you to wrap your hands, walk out.
Okay.
And you just need when they wrap it, just make sure that it's a firm wrist.
Because it's more about the wrist support than
it's
the
more
hand
about
support.
The wrist than the hand support, because the hand, you're going to have a glove on.
Okay.
And that's going to be protected, protecting that aspect.
Okay. So before we get into like the actual workout, is there anything else I should wear? Special shoes? Should I bring my own gloves? Should I, you know, buy a mouth guard? Should I get headgear? Like, do I need any of that stuff?
Equipment-wise, I would just get your own gloves. It's kind of a, like any sport kind of thing you like? I mean, if I play baseball, I want my own glove. If I play baseball, I want my own bat.
Is there anything special I should look for in a glove? Or
gloves, I would say weight of the glove is probably your thing that you're going to look for. Okay. Mattering your size or is the way that I would calculate the weight. If you're female, this is not to be sexist, I would go with 14-ounce gloves.
There's
lots of companies that have them. I'm not going to start naming off companies because I like certain ones.
I don't get kickbacks and I don't get sponsors. Until they want to offer it.
So yeah, if you're a boxing company and want me to start talking about you, by all means, please contact us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. But yeah, you want to look for 14. If you're, I would say your average size guy, anywhere from 5'5" to 6'150" to 200, okay. I'd get like 16-ounce gloves.
Okay.
And then if you look in the mirror and classify yourself as like a heavyweight and just like a big guy, I'd go 18s.
Okay.
18 ounces.
Most guys 16s, most girls 14s.
14s and
shouldn't go to like either 12 ounce or 10 ounces.
What if
I'm like a really petite girl? I've done dance all my life or something like that. I'm like a buck 10.
No, I mean, there is. Just stick to the 14s and you'll grow into it kind of a thing.
Like on your first time out?
You can find them. The other gloves you're going to find are the MMA gloves that literally just pad your knuckles so that your hand doesn't shatter when you hit things.
Okay, and I should...
And don't even touch those. Okay. I think they're called 8-ounce gloves, they literally will say MMA gloves on them.
And your fingers are free. They don't look like boxing gloves, right?
Your fingers are free and all that. It looks like a Michael Jackson glove of a thing that without bedazzled.
Right. I guess you could bedazzle it.
You could bedazzle it. It'd just be weird. And then shoes-wise, your normal shoe.
Okay.
I personally find it easier to box with shirtless shirts. Sleeveless shirts.
Okay, so like a tank top.
A tank top of some sort. I usually will just cut off the sleeves, but and this is my personal pet peeve.
The super long armpit shirts.
No, I hate that. No, thank you. But then at the same time, I hate the super tight, like the made sleeveless shirts that are like literally if you put your fingers together, there's a hole for it. Like I like it to be like a little bit big, but not like, here's the mid of my...
If I lean forward, you can see my man nipple.
Yeah, like, there's no chance that I'm going to be, like, uncovering myself at times.
Right. Okay, so, regular shoes, regular shorts, tank top of some kind.
Yeah, just something, or a larger shirt. Okay. Something that you can move around in.
Okay.
And then I would get your own hand wraps because, first off, you don't want to be using other people's hand wraps because they get drenched in sweat and just disgusting. And then get your own gloves. It becomes a sentimental kind of a thing.
Plus, the gloves start kind of fitting to your hand.
Yeah, they start to
form. If you start using used gloves, then it's like walking with used shoes. It sets off your bones wrong.
It's your sweat in there and it's kind of, you take a pride with it and just get your own gloves. I mean, you can get them for $30. I mean, it's not anything outrageous.
Cool. So, got all the equipment. We got our hand wraps. We got our gloves. Nice, comfortable. So what, when I'm walking into a boxing gym? So I've taken a couple cardio kickbox classes. I don't want more. I avoid Ted Trainer at Ted's gym because he probably doesn't know a lot. Go to this boxing gym. What do I expect?
First off, expect it not to be catered towards your visual needs.
So it's not pretty.
It's not going to be a pretty, you know, I mean, I'm going to go so out and just Rocky claim Balboa. Like, think Rocky Balboa. I was going to just kind of call it, you know, like when you walk into, we'll just say 48 hour gym those kind of gyms that it's pleasant to the eye.
Right.
It's bright colors. They have clean, like no rust anywhere. They're
flashing
stuff.
Lights everywhere.
It's just very pleasant and trendy and whatnot. boxing gyms like that grunginess. A lot of them do. Some of them are, it's kind of an underground look. Okay. But some of them are trendy and nice and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's going to be grungy.
Okay.
And don't be, it's clean. They take excellent huge, care. Because if you don't keep it clean, there's a lot of moving around and stuff like that. And disease will, I mean, most gyms are like that too. They are super clean. While you walk in, just ask. They should give you one free lesson to try all this stuff out with.
So all the stuff, what does that mean?
To use the material. Like kind of, you know, when you go to the gym and they give you that free personal trainer thing, it's the exact same concept at any other gym. They'll give you one free personal training. But with boxing gyms, they'll make you train with that trainer before you can go out on your own.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. Like you have to, quote unquote, pass this test.
Just pretty much prove yourself.
Prove that you're okay leaving you by yourself.
You're not going to get hurt. So it's kind of, it's the way real gyms should probably operate. Because we just let people free on equipment that they've never been trained on, assuming that they should know how to do it.
Yeah, and where boxing, they, for the most part, will, if they let you go by yourself, they will watch you to make sure that you're not doing anything dumb. Right.
But this being your first time, you're going to want to work with the trainer.
Yeah, you want to work with the trainer, I would say, a solid 10 times before, or until you feel comfortable. Some people pick it up real fast,
right,
and it's second nature. Some people, and when I say pick it up, I'm talking the form and the technique and just
basics.
There's a lot of components to it, and some people pick it up real fast. Some people take their time, which is fine.
Okay.
What would happen is that the trainer would wrap your hands. You'd put the they probably wouldn't even do anything else, and they would just teach you the basics with your hands wrapped.
Okay.
First thing they will teach you is the boxing stance.
Okay.
How to just stand and be light on your feet and be able to move around.
Okay.
I'm going to break it down real simple, real fast. The way that you want to be is you want to be comfortable and relaxed. When I teach people how to do it, I basically have them stand right in front of me, and I ask them, are they left or right-handed? You are, Keon?
Right-handed.
Right-handed. Awesome. We will use you as a demonstration.
Yeah.
I would then tell you to step back on your right foot.
Okay. So
just enough that, I mean, a step. Maybe a little extended of a step, but a step back, bend your knees, and kind of sit down a little bit. As if you, I jokingly, like you're going to sit down to watch TV or go to the bathroom, kind of a sit down,
okay,
mid squat kind of thing that's relaxing that you can bob with. When I say bob, you just can kind of bounce.
Like a little rubber ducky in a pool.
Yeah, kind of just kind of you float around, you know, just kind of there.
Graceful.
You put your feet, the weight on your feet will be distributed from time to time, but you want it to be comfortable. Your front foot, Keon, it would be your left foot at this time. You want it to be pointed always at where you're hitting or where you're going to be punching your punch. It's your directional leg.
Got it.
Your back leg, some people like to shoot it at a 90-degree angle off of your front leg. I prefer 45.
Okay.
I just find I get more treading that way, and that's kind of how I teach it, is at a 45-degree angle.
Somewhere
you can
there.
Position your – I find it's easier to position weight. And in that, when you would be standing right in front of me, I would be teaching you the stance, I would literally have you sway back and forth and left and right to just get used to how that feels, the movement of positioning weight onto your front foot, onto your back foot, so that it's on both feet, left and right kind of a thing.
Okay, so the first thing we're doing is just kind of learning
to stand.
How to be.
Basically just to stand.
It's like if you would have to, you know, use another analogy, it's kind of like the grammar of boxing. It's like how things move, how I'm supposed to be. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
With that, I'll go a little bit more in depth because there's one aspect that this will impress them if you can get this down. In boxing, and this was the hardest thing for me to get down in boxing, was the footwork.
Uh-huh.
Whatever direction you want to go,
uh-huh,
you lead with the foot closest to it. So if you want to go right, you lead with your right foot and then come back with your left.
Okay, so it's an awkward, you don't cross over.
You never cross over. Okay. If you want to go backwards, you always start going back with your back foot a little farther and then bring your front foot forward. If you want to go front foot forward, then bring your back foot towards it, left. You move your left foot forward, then bring your right over. You never cross your feet. And that was something that they literally, at the gym when I was taught how to box, they would have me just go in circles and then blow a whistle and I would have to go the other way. And then they'd say forward and I'd move forward, backwards, move backwards. And they would just throw out directions and I would have to do it.
So this is something I could probably practice at home, right?
Yeah, you can do this at home.
If we get the video up on the website of hand wrapping, I can learn how to wrap my hands and how to walk and I can go into a gym and be ahead of the game, right? Yeah, so that's something, and I'll get a pretty good warm-up, right?
Yeah, you'll get a good warm-up. It's just the move around. You want to be cautious of that. Then this is the main part, is the holding of hands and how to actually throw the punches.
You get to hold hands?
You get to hold hands.
That's
not
precious.
Really. But yeah, the first thing you want to do is learn how to make a fist. Keon, when you make a fist, how do you make a fist? Awesome.
Like this.
Great example.
I wish you could see this. It's so good.
Okay, if you open your hand and then close it, Keon right now has his thumb covering his, like, off to the side, almost like he was going to suck his thumb. But it's tucked in.
Yeah.
It's tucked in. If you were to suck your thumb, then shove it right back kind of in.
Well, no, it's like...
to the side.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's right there. We'll take pictures.
No, we won't.
Sure, we will. I'll take a picture.
Fine.
You don't want your thumb to be wrapped underneath your fingers like a blanket.
I don't want to put my thumb under, then wrap around.
Yeah, you want to wrap, then put your thumb, but you want your thumb under your hand, under your fingers, not to the side.
So it's like
but under. Yeah. If you were looking, it's straight on the straight. Like if you were about to get punched in the face, you're gonna see four fingers pointed down, and then your thumb is coming across the bottom of them.
Okay. So if you were making the blanket with your fingers, just move your thumb under the blanket.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just want it under.
So your thumb's
this
not a
way,
hot dog.
This way, your thumb will never get broken.
Okay.
If you do it the other way, your thumb can get jabbed back, or you can break it because if it's inside the hand, it will pop inward.
Okay. So this way, my knuckles are always going to hit first.
Your knuckles will always hit first, and your thumb will not get hurt. Cool. Another safety technique. Then with that, the other fun stuff is I always have people touch their face when they're boxing because you make the fist and I have them put it on their jaw.
Okay.
With their punch. And then I bring their elbows together so that they're just comfortable. It doesn't need to be like around
like
and they don't need to be touching.
Right.
But just, they need to be in, not flared out. A lot of people like to flare out because it's super more comfortable to flare your elbows out and punch
that
way.
It leaves you open, right?
It's going to leave you open and open in a way of, when you're boxing, everything they teach you is to be done in a combat form. So the elbows in is to protect you from getting hit. You're not going to be getting hit, but that's why elbows are brought in. So then it's also an easier way to punch. A lot of people punch in a weird hooking manner, which ends up getting them hurt as well. Okay. So to punch, I always teach people, do you ever remember growing up those little puppets or the sock and bops? Uh-huh. The sock bops, and they literally, I mean, you can all visualize it right now, that they had their hands like that and they just pushed forward, mm-hmm. kind of a punch. That's how you punch with a rotation of your wrist.
So I just want to go straight forward, straight back.
Straight forward, straight back.
I don't want to go around. I don't want to come up.
There's no hooking. It's literally a straight forward and a straight back. And you want to keep it touching to your hand, your
jaw.
Face, your jaw. And that's just it will also work your shoulders that way.
Okay.
Is if you keep your hands up that way, it's going to keep you... your shoulders.
Right. Because we're working mainly concerned about fitness. We're not concerned about fighting. If you want to go fight, you can progress from there. But this is just
to get the fitness in.
Right.
So you'll learn how to box. They'll teach you how to do a crossover, which is using your right hand and that's the power. It's a lot of hip rotation, moving from your bottom, from your foot to your up your leg to your hip to your shoulders through your arm, kind of force that way. There's the jab, which is those are the two that they'll teach you. The jab and the crossover. The jab is the first one I was just kind of walking through right now. Think Rocket Sock'em Robots, where it's just the it'll be your not power hand. So Keon being right-handed, his power hand would be right. So his non-power hand would be left. If he was orthodox, they might throw that word out there.
They, are we talking Jew?
Yes.
Or Roman Catholic? Because that confuses me.
All right, I'm just going to bypass that. But yeah, so or your if you're left-handed, you would have your, you know, you just rotate everything to work accordingly to your power. So that's those. That's the basics of what they would teach you in your first class. They would teach you the stance, how to be loose, how to be move around. They would teach you how to make a fist and how to do a jab and a crossover. With that, they then would probably take you over to the equipment areas. Ooh. Yes, get excited. Besides hand wraps and the gloves, there's actual pieces of giant equipment.
Things you hit.
Yeah. The first thing we've all have seen is the heavy bag. It literally looks like a giant torso kind of a thing.
It's like a big burrito.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a big, firm burrito.
Mmm.
Tasty. And the thing that's nice about that, and you just hit that. That thing, you go to town on, they'll teach you how to hit it. And that is super good for your shoulders. You'll move around. It's a good cardio. And I like it just in a – I'm an emotional cardio worker. Like, I just can't do cardio. Like, I need to
be doing something.
Be doing, like, at least productive to me. And so boxing in that sense of hitting a heavy bag, it just – it relaxes me, it gets all my aggression out, and it's one of those, if you don't like it the first time, by the third time, you either will hate it, and you figure out, oh, this is, or you are addicted, and you love it, kind of a thing.
Right.
The next thing they'll take you over to is the speed bag. This is what has been popularized by Rocky.
It's the one that goes like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
is to just make that noise. The da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's, you just get that, it's more of a rhythm.
Or
start off slow. And then you get faster and faster and faster with it.
So what it looks like to me is like a big teardrop wrapped in leather. And you want to hit it, you want to hit it, let it bounce far, bounce close, and then hit it again, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's just a bounce, hit, bounce, hit, bounce, hit kind of a thing.
Okay.
With that, a lot of people, this is kind of the one thing that's odd about boxing, is you can totally flare your elbows with it. Huh. You can just, form doesn't really matter with this exercise.
You face it straight forward,
you
right?
face it straight forward. Okay. You can just stand there. You don't have to be in a stance. I have your hands wrapped. You don't need gloves on.
Huh.
You just stand there, and it is to hand-eye coordination, it is to work your shoulders, and you just go to town. It's one of those things, it's kind of like I was talking about jump roping, that I can zone out.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. You can just zone out on the hitting of the speed bag, and it's just you get in that rhythm, and it's almost like music. You start to get used to it, and you're just like, this is nice.
Right.
And then when you mess up, you're like, gosh, I hate this.
It hurts.
And then it burns, and that's when you know you're doing it right.
Yeah, because I don't know. I've done it a handful of times,
and
I enjoy it. But the third piece of equipment I think you're about to talk about, that one's my bane. I hate it.
Oh, the double.
Double-ended bag. That thing's a son of a bitch.
That thing is, I hate it, and I use it rarely. The double-end bag is your moving up thing. Going to start with the speed bag and the heavy bag, and you'll use that every single time you work out. The double-end bag, I don't use with people unless they want to get into fights.
Okay.
Like, they want to get into the more...
Because it gets used to getting hit, right?
Used to getting hit. It gets you used to moving around so that... Basically,
It is a leather, think medicine ball, that has bungee cords attached to both ends, one attached to the floor and one attached to the roof.
Right.
And it just hangs out there in the middle. And you hit it, it flies back, and then it comes straight at you. Right. And you got to move, duck out of the way, and that helps you. And it's just, it puts everything you've learned with the stance, the heavy bag, and the speed bag into one thing. And that is, you are not going to use that for a couple of exercises or, you know, a couple of months.
Okay.
So don't be intimidated by that. Hit it once. Have it come back, hit you in the face. It happened to everybody. Everybody does it. From
not me.
I'm sure it's a
it
matter
will.
Of time.
It will, but
just
not
a matter
yet.
Of time. And then the only other thing that, and these you'll use probably every time you work out too, especially if you're working out with a trainer, is the focus mitts.
Oh, these, yeah, like the Mantis things?
Yeah. Basically, these are just gloves that the personal trainer puts on that are padded, big pads about the size of your normal size of paper kind of a thing, and you hit the hands. You know, he'll throw out, okay, jab, crossover. You hit those, and it kind of, this is where you're really going to learn about your personal trainer and see what's important to him and that kind of stuff. So you'll get to know if he's working on aspects of fighting with you instead of just cardio.
Right. And you should tell them straight up, I don't want to do this to fight.
Yeah.
I want to do this for health reasons.
And, you know, yeah, you're intrigued by it and you want to do it for health reasons. So that's that. When looking for a trainer,
okay,
which you're going to run into, and you have to, just like Pilates, you're not going to be able to do this by yourself the first month or two. You need to have a trainer of any kind. If they don't want you to wrap your hands, walk out the door that very second.
Is there anything else that would be an instant dump? Like, goodbye automatically?
An automatic dump? No. I would say that because you can't look at somebody and say, oh, they aren't a good boxing personal trainer, because half of the professional boxers have trainers that are literally 400 pounds in weight.
Right.
So you can't it's not like I can be like, oh, if they're not thin, don't go to them.
Right.
That's not the technique. So yeah, I would just say if they don't want you to wrap your hands, walk out the door.
Okay.
If they don't take the time and you don't feel comfortable in what they're teaching you, walk out the door.
Okay.
Would be the other thing.
So you should feel safe.
You
should
feel safe and comfortable.
Okay.
The other thing that, I mean, this would probably be something else that if they don't talk about after the first, if you don't hear them ever mention this, the very first lesson with you, I would not go back to them, is breathing. Is a lot of times in boxing, this is probably the most important thing of boxing, is breathing. Because if you don't breathe, you're A, going to pass out, or B, it's just you're going to get tired a lot faster. You need to be blowing out air or exhaling every time you hit.
Okay. So
every
like
time you throw a punch.
Same thing. Breathing was really, really important.
Yeah.
So
every time you throw a punch, you blow out. And that's something that some trainers don't focus on. They just let you figure it out, where it's, I think, a key. And if you don't do it, you're going to just lose it. You're going to just lose everything.
Okay. So what else? I mean, besides, we don't have to look for like a super fit trainer, boxing trainer. And if they don't wrap our hands right away with our first lesson, walk away. Anything else that we should look for or shouldn't look for in a boxing trainer?
After the first one, if they aren't teaching you
breathing,
walk
okay.
away. And then the other thing with boxing is some trainers are nice and some are yellers.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, it matters how you like to be taught.
Okay.
I personally don't like getting yelled at. But at the same time, I need to be encouraged and pushed. So there's ways of doing that and doing it for your personal trainer as a respect, not as a I hate you, so I'm going to keep doing it
right.
aspect, which a lot of trainers are yellers. So, but you can find them. They're out there. I mean, I'm one of them. I can yell at you, but at the same time, I can be super nice and we can walk through this and
You're more likely to just call us dumb, huh?
Yeah. I usually will just get more frustrated with you if you're not listening. Right. It's the thing that I always get frustrated with people.
Cool.
But yeah, so that, I mean, that's boxing. I mean, it is.
That's like a brief overview.
It's
like throwing a rock over the surface.
Yeah, it's completely intense. It's great. I love it. I literally am waiting. We're moving, Keon and I. I'm waiting to move to get back into it. Like, I'm going to jump into it 1,000%.
Right.
And still waiting for Sean. I'm not going to throw a last name out.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for Sean to contact me back, and we're going to get this boxing.
Sean, don't be a bitch.
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Hey, if any of you guys know who the Sean we're talking about, go call him and Facebook him, hassle him.
I don't want to say
that. No, we're not going to give out any of his information.
No, I was going to say, just go on to the True Fitness Facebook and just comment to every Sean, hey, you should fight Tyler. Because I think there's only like 10 of them.
Is he a fan?
I think so.
Well, anyway, or just put it on. I think we'll start a discussion about how much of an idiot Sean is for not fighting Tyler.
But so, that's, I mean,
let your aggression out there.
To go back to boxing, I would encourage everybody to try it. At least take a cardio kickboxing class.
Okay.
Do that one, and then it's kind of okay, that's cool. Or do this. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday morning right now. Go. Take a cardio kickboxing class at whatever gym you have right now.
Uh-huh.
Then tonight, watch The Ultimate Fighter. And if you aren't sold on you wanting to box, then you probably just shouldn't do it.
Right. It's one of those things, like, I love the work. Like, I've done it, like I said, a handful of times. I love the workout. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And the thing that's nice about you'll get to see it more with The Ultimate Fighter TV show,
uh-huh.
is you'll get to... Don't listen to the guys. I don't know who they are, half of them. Some of them might be the biggest idiots in the world. And that's the one thing about boxing is that you get a lot of guys that just, me, man, I
want to fight, must kill.
Yeah, you get that kind of thing. But
I have the power.
Yeah. Watch it and watch their workout. Like, don't listen to them. Don't, you know, yes, there might be some that annoy you and whatnot. But just watch the workouts, and you'll just be like, wow, that looks intense. That looks good.
And mind it, these guys are heavyweights, so they're above 205 pounds. They're big boys.
Yeah, these guys are walking around at 265, most of them.
Right.
So they might be doing things that are scary, but they downsize for weight-appropriate stuff, which is the thing I like about boxing.
Right. Cool. So anything else we need to know about boxing before we close this thing out today?
Safety is key.
Comfortableness is
comfortableness,
key.
I would make it known that you're doing it purely just as an exercise and not to become the next Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
That would probably be something.
I think one thing that we'll probably talk about more tomorrow in Gym 101 is don't let your trainer bully you. Be it personal training, Pilates training, boxing training, yoga. Don't get bullied. Like, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, I mean, up to a certain point, like, don't be a wimp.
Don't get angry if we're asking you to do rep number 15.
Right, exactly. But if we're doing something that you find that could be dangerous and you don't feel like you're ready for it, let's, you know, ask questions, ask their reasoning for it. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
But yeah, so that would be the thing that I'd make sure that everybody focuses on is just not going in and just letting them know that you want to work out and have fun with it, that you don't want to get hit in the face. Because even with mitts, if you get to like the intense trainers, when you go to a gym,
that'll be way down the line.
Well, some trainers will hit you with the mitts.
Right, just a little tap though. Right?
Little taps. You're not gonna get knocked out, but like they'll tap you on stuff. But if you make it known that you're doing this to just have fun
for beauty,
for just the niceness of it, they're not going to hit you. And that you just want to make sure.
Because we don't want to scare anyone off from this. Like, if you make it known, they will respect you.
Yeah.
And if they don't respect you, leave.
And that's fine to do. And that's with anything in life.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably the thing that I would make sure everybody knows. And once again, get the hand wraps. It is a lifesaver. There's so many horror stories out there. You know, people, their first time just throwing on the gloves and now have huge issues. So,
cool. So, as a reminder, just to look ahead for the rest of the week, tomorrow, Thursday, we are talking about Gym 101.
And I'm excited.
I'm not kidding you. This might be a longer one of our podcasts because
we might break this into 2 points. Yeah, like, I don't know. It might be double, but yeah, it's might be part one and part two. But yeah, I'm getting ecstatic and yeah. I am just,
I think we both have pages of information.
Oh.
And then Friday, we're talking about calories. And we have a good recipe for you, all cooked up.
Get excited.
And then over the next couple of weeks, I have a friend up in Napa who's writing a cookbook about gluten-free cooking. So hopefully we're going to have her on the show within the next few weeks. And we'll go over gluten-free and that kind of thing. But we want to give you the foundation of food, of calories, and just kind of demyth everything and kind of just refocus your nutrition. So that's really the focus of Friday.
Friday should be good as well.
Yeah.
And then also, if you have any questions, we're getting them. We're going to start answering them probably next week sometime. But if you have any questions, email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com or send us a message on our Facebook pages. Keon and I both have them, and there's also a True Fitness Academy page.
Right.
There's hundreds of ways of contacting.
I might friend you. Who knows?
Oh, if you friend me, I'll friend you.
I might.
I'm nice. Ish. Kind of. Maybe.
If you also go to our webpage, truefitnessacademy.com, you'll see the subscribe to iTunes thing. We put it on our Facebook, but two things. One, we made it to the new and notable section of the fitness and nutrition.
Which I'm very excited about.
And two, we're going to beat Oprah.
And we're not saying physically we've just got done talking about boxing. No,
it's only a threat on her iTunes status. We're coming for you, Oprah. We're going to take you down.
To fight. I want to beat Oprah's so bad. It will be the greatest moment of my life up to this point. So that is our goal.
Excellent.
Help us out. Subscribe, because that's
kind of funny.
And you can be a part of the dream.
Next week, we're probably going to announce our winner.
Our winner of our contest, yes.
So if you, there's still time to enter, up probably till Sunday of this week.
So yeah, sign up for our newsletter that you can do at truefitnessacademy.com, which you can get everything else.
Yeah, enough self-promotion.
Yes, we've.
No matter how much I like talking about me.
And us.
Yes, it's time to go. So I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Have a great day. It's to hell, a silent